And we've got one of our favourites in the studio. Welcome, Stuart. You're our local pharmacist. You deal with us pretty much every week.
I'm
in there,
Sarah,
doing something, mainly shopping, because you've got so many gifts in there as well. But look, I've got you in the studio today, Stuart, to talk about pharmacy scripts going digital. One thing that I think is fantastic, and I have to wonder why it hasn't happened a long time ago.
I think it's because of the problems with security. So they've been trying to get a platform that's secure. I know when I was working in the UK about 15 years ago, they had it over there and they were trying it out, but it wasn't successful. So they brought it out and then they sort of pulled it back. So it's taken them that long to perfect the security side of the system.
And do you think, obviously, now with COVID-19, that's given them extra incentive to go, hey, we actually now don't want people coming into doctor surgeries and, you know, being around if there's no need. So maybe that's given them the push to get this up and running.
Yeah, a bit of extra incentive. But it's interesting because the first iteration of it is actually a QR code that's sent to your phone or emailed to you. So, for instance, if you come in for anything, Sarah, you have to bring in your phone. Give it to me. I've got to scan your phone and then we've got your script that way.
So do you need to do that for the initial one? Is that, or do you mean when I come,
them.
So when I come into the chemist,
yep,
I've got my phone and
yes,
then you scan that. Is that correct?
That's what happens. Or you could print out the QR code on a bit of paper here in the office and bring it over.
Because that might not necessarily be overly helpful for, say, older people that might not have mobile phones. That could present a bit of an issue.
Yeah, that's it. And once you opt into the electronic system, so say you say you go to visit the doctor says, do you want an electronic script or do you want a paper script? If you say, yes, I want an electronic script, you can't get that script back onto paper. So it's always going to be an e-script for the duration of the script.
I guess the positives are that you're less likely to lose
yes,
scripts this way.
Yep.
And can I get these scripts without going into the doctor's surgery? That's the big thing. Can we get them over the phone now rather than having to go in to get a script?
So you can. What you'd have to do is email the QR code through to the pharmacy. Or you could MMS it through to the pharmacy and then the pharmacy could dispense it and deliver it to you.
But to get that initial script from the doctor, do we have to go in?
No, very easy. Yeah, so you can do it over the phone with the doctor. You can have a telehealth consult and the doctor can SMS it to you directly or email it to you directly.
Yeah.
So that part of it is very, very clean as far as a distance relationship goes.
So do you have you had any come through the chemist yet? So I know this is really new.
No, we haven't yet. I don't think the doctors are actually enabled for it quite yet. I believe that it's happening at the end of this month. There's a lot of talk. We're ready to go, so all our systems are enabled, but I don't think the doctors have produced any yet. I think the government's just getting us ready for it.
Okay. And do we know any figures on how many people may opt to use this percentage-wise or still a little bit too early?
Very hazy, yeah. It's going to favour young people. Older people, I think, will still go for the paper scripts. It's in two waves. So the second wave will be more useful for people. It's called the active script list. And that's where you can say, look, I want this pharmacy to have all my scripts. And they will just be able to pull them down electronically and be able to dispense them that way. So you'll be able to do that remotely. You'll be able to do that in the store. I think that will be where you'll see it's really, really useful.
Yeah, it's going to save time.
Exactly.
It's going to save potential risk of getting infected while you're waiting, with other people. So I think it's a good step and I'm very glad it's happened now.
Yeah, and that second system is coming in at the end of the year. So the first iteration is a token sent to your phone and then the second iteration will be the active script list that will come into effect later in the year.
Something to look forward to. Stuart Shortland, always wonderful to have you pop in.
Likewise, Sarah, nice to see you.
Busy at the pharmacy at the moment?
We're fairly busy, yes.
You just gave me that look that said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we'll let you get back to doing what you do best.
Thank you
for your time.
Much.